Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Big showcase day down here at Albury today. This is, of course, the meeting that was washed out, unfortunately, the Albury Cup day, but a really good program. So plenty of value about the tips today. So some of these races are very, very open. Let's hope we've got a couple of these winners. Racing commences at 1 o'clock with a maiden over the 1,500 metres. Sean made it 5, 2, 4, and 3. Tim and Jack, well, he really put the writing on the wall. His most recent run, Who's Shout, ran him down. Of course, come out and ran a cracker of a race in that Guineas Prelude the other day behind Mook Arena. Very solid maiden form indeed. And he's been placed 3 of his 6, and up to the 1,500 metres, he'll be put himself on speed and be very hard to run down. Two's got to go in here in the quite lucky. This one was pretty handy last time at Wodonga. Was off the track the whole way and put up a good performance beyond In Her Honour. Bit better drawn, comes back 90 metres, some reasonable form around it prior to that. It can run well. Let's Get Animal up to start number 10, but he's been close up his last two. Well, he's run 3 placings from 9, and they've been 3 of his last 4 runs, so he's really come solid, gets the inside gate and a nice run, and at 3, Sugar Pine, if you forgive the run at Maruya, is not without some claims here. Looks like a good race for Tim and Jack. 5, 2, 4, and 3. Look, race 2 here. A class 3. This is a pretty handy field in the form from just about all over the place. Thought Den Miss would be very hard to beat. 5, 1, 4, 7 for me here, Sean. Look, protested unsuccessfully last time. I doubt she'd have won the race, but she'd have gone pretty close there at Canberra in the 1,300, that federal. She's been crying out for this type of trip, and you get, look, not a really big field, and up to 1,500 metres. If the speed's true, which is looks like it probably will be, she's got a great finish on a Den Miss, and she'll be hard to hold out that last little bit. I'll go with her on top. Lazy Bear for George Osborne. Really strong form around this fellow, a son of Globetrotter. He's won 2 races, and they've been at 12 and 1,300 metres. So gets up to the 1,500 for the first time, but strong Victorian form around him. 4, Sherpa Trail for the all-conquering Mitch Beer. And he, on his home track, he'll run well. He's an on-speed type of horse, and he'll look the winner somewhere in the race. And 7, I thought, was probably best for the rest. 2 wrongs don't. He's been, well, he's won his last 2 and shooting for the hat-trick. He's up to a class 3 here. 5, 1, 4, 7, as you can understand, a class 3 for the good money. It's a really good race. Now, race 3, very, very open. This 900-metre maiden, we went with a little bit of value down the bottom here. 12, 1, 10, 8. I like the way this finished off back here at Albury last time. Princess Cordella, now Cordelia, should I say, gets in with 52. He took it to Benalla after that in a 1,200. Didn't really fire at all, but if we went on its run behind Brilliant Beaver here on the first day of the carnival, it's a massive chance with 52 kilos on its back. Obviously, the top weight Celerity Regem. Now, this one, bit of a mouthful, but certainly great form around it. It's run 2nd 4 times out of 6 start. In pretty good grade. The maiden handicap conditions gives them all a little bit of weight, but a nice gate, Blake McDougall. It's got to go in there somewhere. 10, Peckner. This one was really good last preparation a few times. It was a bit keen in the run too. This girl trained by Emma and Lucy Longmire. And look, gate 1 gets a little bit of cover and the speed will suit. And 8, I thought, was probably best of the rest, bone dry. Hasn't had much go its way in either run this preparation. A bit of value here. 12, 1, 10, 8 in race 3, Sean. Now, race 4, this one, a benchmark 58 over the trip, the 2000. Made it 1, 10, 2, and 8. I kept coming back to West Ham here. I'll go around the run at Warrnambool last time. Was off a 4-week break, but a good, strong staying type. This fellow back to a 0 to 58 here with 3 kilos off and a good gait. That's a good enough recipe for me. So I'll go West Ham on top here. Outside of that, 10 Iron Bark, still trying to win that maiden for Donna Scott. Amanda Masters in the saddle today. Not bad at Canberra last time and Albury the run prior, both over the 2,000. So, look, he's getting up to start number 24 today, but certainly looms as a chance here. 2 Bocaine, well, he won with his head in his chest at Wodonga. They backed him up a couple of days later. And only claim there, but look, back in grade here, he's got to be some type of claims. And I thought, 8, that's the one. Didn't have much go its way last time and could improve a little bit here. Not an easy race. 1, 10, 2 and 8 in race 4. Sean gets us along to an open handicap race 5, and this is an absolute cracker. I went wide as here. 6, 8, 4, and 2. I thought Squid and Squiz had a great chance on his home track here. Look, he didn't have anything go his way last time. He's beaten 3 lengths in that Federal when he was 3rd up from a spell. And I think with a little bit more luck, he could have finished a bit closer. He gets a kilo and a half off. Joshy Richards has had a couple of rides on him now. And look, with the right type of run at double figure odds, he's got a chance against these because it's very, very open. Look, 8 Lady Morondon was terrific here in the qualifier behind Bennelong Dancer. Drew the outside in the championship final there. She can run a much better race here from a better gate. Puts herself on the speed. 4 Fun Tickets. Well, he broke through last time. He put the riding on the wall. He'll get back and finish off strongly as he always does. And 7, really in top class form, isn't she? Casino Star, or he, she, should I say, I was right the first time. Again, it gets up on top of the speed and shooting for the hat trick here. Or she was one of his last 3, shooting for 4 on the bounce here. Got to be a chance. Very, very tough race to kick off the quaddy. So went wide. 6, 8, 4, 7 in the 5th. Sean gets us along to race 6, a benchmark 58. At the 1400 metres, this one, and very, very open. 10, 11, 1, and 3 for me. I thought it had a good chance here. The 10, Anna Barbella, looks nice and progressive. Straight out of a maiden, this mare, by So You Think, locally trained here by Mitch Beer. Made its own luck on top of the speed last time in the maiden. Never easy to jump a grade, but she's had a nice little break between runs. Jordan Mallion in the saddle today. Going to be hard to beat. Cheyenne. Look, I'll stay with this. It was well beaten at Wagga. It missed the start. She can do a bit wrong, but she's a talented mare, and I just don't want to leave her out at good value here up to 1,400 metres. She's not without a chance. Mirrorly, a lovely type, this fellow, regularly bred, and look, he's got good speed in his race. He's got to give them all a bit of weight, but you'd expect that in this greater race. He'll make his own luck, and 3, I thought, was probably best of the rest here in Doddle Do. A very, very open race. 10, 11, 1, and 3 in the 6th. Sean gets us along to race 7. They'll fly in this over the 1,000 to the benchmark 58 horse. So went right down the bottom here. I made it 14, 4, 8, and 5. I thought Madame Palmer here at Aubrey's raced well a few times. Its run at Wagga last time was a beauty, was deep. That was behind the Coney Pony. So still kept fresh and back to the 1,000 metres with 52 on its back from an inside-ish gate. There's a stack of speed here, so it might be able to just cut a few corners in the run, and with a bit of fresh air in the straight, this might be able to get them down late. So I'll go with it on top here, Madame Palmer. Look, Nevada Dane, this ticks nearly every box. It was very, very good last time when it won at Benalla. That was off 4 weeks. Again, as I mentioned earlier, it will be suited off the speed for sure. Outside those, 8 Invincible Dream. It's had a tie-back operation. Obviously, very handy stuff, that oxygen, when you can get plenty of it. Gets gate 1 and a nice little trail here. It won't be far off if it's fancied in the market. And 5 Liberty's Gift, despite the wide gate, has got a good finish on it when it's right. Most open race of the day. 14, 4, 8, and 5 in race 7. And Sean gets us to the lucky last. He's the best bet of the day here. 1, 6, 3, and 5. Very nice horse, Francisco Pizarro, resuming from a spell. Last time, first up, he drew deep in a maiden over the 1,000. He got back and he flooded home. He come through the Canberra Guineas Prelude behind Sausage. He probably should have won. Might have had enough when he went down in the Canberra Guineas. But resuming here, he's in for good prep. And I think he'd be too good for these in a class. 1, he's beautifully placed. Made him the best bet of the day. 6, I found for 2nd here. Thought this would run well. Elm Court only had the 3 runs. This filly by Mossman for Matt Dale. And she was good winning a maiden at Gundagai. Beaten a length only at Kembla Grange on a heavy at next go. So resuming, it looks one of the dangers. 3 Ruby Redheart from up north now with Gary Kirkup. Great man with a horse, Gary. And anywhere near its top, this will be hard to beat. It's only won 1 for 15, 5 places in there. So she's beautifully placed back to a class 1 here. And 5, Benjamin Merry gets back. And they didn't have much go its way at Wagga. It's a must for the exotics. But I think he's the best bet of the day, Francisco Pizarro. 1 a special, 6, 3 and 5. Sean, great day's racing. Beautiful conditions here at Aubrey. We'll wait all day for the good thing, race 8. Number 1, Francisco Pizarro. And I'll be in the yard, in the sun, with all the winners throughout the day, mate. Good punting.